This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. Yeah. So I said to Nathan, so we're going live? And he goes, you're live right now. I didn't hear the intro, nothing. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 Central Time. If you'd like to call us and be live on the air, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you would like to listen to this broadcast live or a little delayed, 24 hours a day, we have a listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, I have to thank you. Thank you so much for being there when I couldn't be there. And I'd like to share with our broadcast classroom what happened to me. You mentioned that there were things that I had to do during broadcast times. Now, initially, I thought I was going to be able to do some hay. Class, I was literally taken down by the chemtrail flu. I was literally taken down. I was coughing. I coughed so much, so often, so hard that I popped my intestines out. And I had to keep pushing them back in. And I thought, well, you know what? I can heal myself. I can just keep my hand holding my intestines in. And, you know, eventually I'm going to grow back together. It didn't work. I was in a lot of pain. And I would broadcast with my finger on the volume control for the microphone. And I would slide it down and cough and hope that your other instructor was, you know, carrying the load. And then I would slide up the volume control, say a few words, and then bring the microphone volume to zero and cough some more. And eventually it took me out. It didn't just take me out. It affected other members of our family. It affected our animals. And the coats on our animals, our dogs, looks terrible. We didn't change their food. These were the chemtrails that were spraying crisscross patterns over the sky, over our farm, and other places as well. I'm not saying they targeted just me, but I am saying they took me down. My heartbeat became wildly irregular. I'm talking like missing every third beat. I became numb. My circulatory system was compromised. And it hurt so much to cough, and I couldn't stop coughing. I ended up in the doctor's office, and she wanted me to have an immediate stress test and echocardiogram. I think she thought I was going to die. Then I went to, then it looked like I needed to have surgery. And I talked to Dr. Norman Shuley, got his opinion. And I got a couple other opinions from the hospital, some other doctors, and it looked like there's no way around the surgery. They had to put me back together. And they did. But they were afraid I was going to die on the operating table because of the heart problems that I had. I don't have heart problems. But I did. And I believe that this is a result of the chemtrail flu. The nonstop spraying of these aerosols overhead that there is no way you can avoid not breathing them. I mean, you can put a respirator on, and I have. But as a farmer, you're out there, and these things keep coming down. I believe, with all my fabric, that these people who are traitors are literally trying to kill us. I really believe that. There's no question in my mind. And I met up with a guy I know, and he pulled out his cell phone, and he said, "Look at this. This is me. About a month ago, in the hospital, shirt off, electrodes all over his chest, irregular heartbeat. They thought he was going to die. My mom, coughing, coughing, coughing. My wife, coughing, coughing, coughing. We know people who have black spots on their lungs as a result of this nonstop coughing. If you want to know what it's like, you've seen Hillary Clinton with the nonstop cough. That's it. That's it. The chemtrail flu. And I believe it is being perpetrated by those who have corrupted our government to its core. We are the government, but these people in Washington who have taken over Washington, D.C., are corrupt. And I believe they're trying to kill us. So I had the surgery. Excuse me. I'm trying really hard not to cough, and I've almost got it fixed. I believe that they're literally trying to kill us. There are too many of us for their way of thinking. So I had the surgery, and I'm on the mend. I was on narcotic pain medicine, and I decided that I had enough of that. I had one day of that, and that was more than I wanted. So, yeah, you don't feel the pain anywhere near as much as without it. But after one day, I decided I didn't want any more of that. So I'm toughing it out. Talked to Rick Miller yesterday about it, and he said, you know, you'll heal better if you're not on narcotics. It really messes up your digestive system. I mean, to the point where you'll need colomite, which is a made-up word that I came up with, which is a contraction of colon and dynamite, in order to have a bowel movement. And I'll talk to Norman Shuley about that on Wednesday. The bottom line is, I think there are more people who are sick as a result of this aerosol spraying than we realize. And you can't point to it and say, Harry died yesterday, and it was from the chemtrails. It's a slow kill. And it's miserable, and it's awful, and it's uncomfortable, and it is painful. And it's expensive. And anyone who subjects himself to being on the operating table is at risk of being killed right there, too. Through medical mistakes, overdoses, anesthesia, cutting the wrong thing. I mean, there are a lot of people involved. And so if you're wondering why I didn't say what was going on while it was going on, because I felt my life was at risk by saying, I am compromised in terms of my health, and I don't think I can defend myself as well as I'd like to. So because of all that, and because I was at the mercy of people I didn't even know who were taking care of my recovery and my restoration and my rebuilding, I couldn't say exactly what was happening. But what John Reagan said I needed to do things during a radio time was absolutely right. I was being tested for all kinds of things to see what was wrong with me. And I have an absolutely magnificent doctor at Cox Hospital. Absolutely magnificent. And she said to me, "Vincent," I could believe it when she said this. She said, "Vincent, if you need me, you call." She's like lecturing me. "You call." And I was thinking, I said, you know, I was programmed by Merciless, that other hospital across town. And I was programmed that I can't get help from them. If I need to see a doctor, they'll see me, you know, mid next month. They won't see me right away. They won't squeeze me in. So I thought that's the way it was. There actually is a wonderful hospital in Springfield, Missouri. It's called Cox. And I suggest that any of you who are with Merciless, dump them. Consider dumping them, as I have, and get some real health care at Cox. I am so impressed. And my plan is to talk to the CEO and tell him exactly how I feel about the wonderful care that I got. It was incredible. So, John Reagan, I need to thank you for all that you did to keep this broadcast alive, current, and going. And I know that all the plans that you had made to be doing other things were put aside so that you could help me. And I'll never forget that, Captain John Reagan.
Thank you. And one of the things we didn't get to talk about in the short time we had before the show, I lost a good friend this past week. I talked to him Sunday of last week, and we got a call that he had passed away on Thursday evening. It was not totally unexpected. He's in bad health ever since I met him about 15 years ago. And he had just recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's and dementia. So I'm, at least, you know, I'm glad he's not having to suffer with that. But it was still quite a shock. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, that would help you. Not just a friend around for good times. So, you know, we're mourning that.
Sure.
And you know, we still got a move coming up in less than a month, so we've got a lot of packing to do. In fact, we already took down the table where I normally broadcast from. So I'm using you know, TV trays for the studio the next
Wow.
month. So it should be hilarious to see what I'm doing now. But you know, we
well,
have
I can hear
room
the,
to.
I can hear the difference. I absolutely can hear the difference. I didn't know what it was, but now I do. We all do.
We had to have the room to stack the boxes because it's a fairly small plate.
Yeah, and so P.J. Barden of the Barden Report, called last night, and he said he's going to call in today, probably at the bottom of this hour, if everything works well, and he's going to tell us about Britain's exit, what he sees, what it feels like, and what it means. He's in Ireland right now. So he's scheduled to call in. And tomorrow, special broadcast, 2 hours. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, during the break, I was reading this story about, it says that this cop is suspended as the dash cam footage shows him firing at a white cop at a black teenager. He fires 7 times at point blank range as a young motorist tries to drive off to evade arrest. So the cop tells him to stop. The driver doesn't stop. So the cop shoots 7 times. Now, I was taught when I was studying for my concealed carry permit in the state of Missouri that, you know, you can only shoot if you feel that your life is in danger at the point where you feel that you're going to be killed, okay, or serious bodily harm. So, you know, stories like this, if some guy's driving off with my farm tractor, and I see him going down the road, and I'm running after him, I just can't plink through the window with my .45 and stop this guy with, you know, stealing my tractor. I can't do that, okay? And if a guy is 50 feet away and he has a screwdriver, I can't say, well, I thought he was going to kill me. He's 50 feet away. I can't just, you know, go shoot. Well, here we have a cop. Guy's backing up, and the cop shoots 7 times. Now, there can't be a double standard. It has to be one standard. So cops can't shoot you because you're driving away. And by the way, these police chases, is it really worth risking everybody around for these police chases? And why? Because he's suspected? This young man is suspected of something? He hasn't been convicted of anything. He's just a suspect. John, it's out of control what's happening with the police today. And I was at a meetup. We had our reunion. on Saturday, the USA Preparers Reunion at Springfield. And it was a great, great turnout. We had almost 20 instructors there and guests and students. And you know, one of the regulars there said, you know, Vincent, you know, we agree to disagree. You know, there are good cops. And I said, well, yeah, I believe that. I just want proof. I just want, you know, I just want to see one. I just want proof. But this is the kind of thing that bothers me, John.
Well, we live in a police state, and I guess that's one thing. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the Brexit, and let me put it this way. I'm sure everybody's seen a magic show, whether it's on TV or in person, and the magician does a great job of having you watch the right hand while he's doing something with his left. The misdirection that goes on in order to make the trick effective. And I believe the Brexit is really nothing more than focusing your attention while other things are going on. And just some examples of that, what's going on in China. The housing market there is, the bubble is accelerating dramatically. Bankruptcies are up. You know, it's kind of like shades of 2008 for the United States. We've got the U.S. and Russia at it again in the Middle East. You know, no telling what's going on with Ukraine and NATO and against Russia on that side. We've got what's going on in the with China and their islands and the U.S. poking them. There's so many bits going on, and the best we can do is guess. But keep in mind, the Brexit vote doesn't do a thing yet. That was just the people voting. The government actually has to do the vote to get Britain out of the EU. And while I think that's a good thing, it still changes nothing. The UK is an oppressive government. even when I was there in the mid-80s, it was bad and hasn't gotten better since. And it doesn't matter whether it's the left or the right, kind of like here. It doesn't matter if you vote Democrat or Republican. You're still going to have your rights eroded. And on so many levels, it doesn't change a thing. It doesn't change the financial condition of the world. It doesn't change the debt levels. It doesn't change the unfunded liabilities. Will it be a factor in what's coming? Possibly. It does hurt Europe and Germany. And we're going to see all this play out over the next few months.
John Reagan, you know, I heard you mention that the financial collapse is different from the economic collapse. But if we have a financial collapse, isn't that followed by an economic collapse? Or if we have an economic collapse, isn't that followed by a financial collapse?
They are related.
Yeah. Okay, and it looks like...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. And joining us from across the Atlantic Ocean live is P.J. Barden. P.J. Barden hosts a broadcast on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, 8 a.m. through 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Welcome, P.J. Barton.
Thank you very much, Vincent. No, I'm truly shocked at what you recounted to us there about what happened to you. I'm truly sorry. That is, I thought you just had a minor thing to operate, but that is truly shocking. I'm really shaken.
BJ, I know you called last night, and you and Mrs. Finelli were on the phone. I was unable to take phone calls because what would happen is, as I would talk, I would start to cough, and it was just excruciatingly painful because I literally have stitches inside, and I've got some attacks holding me together, and then my stomach is super glued, and I'm not exaggerating.
I had that operation 30 years ago, by the way, but you must be in pain today as well, surely. Are you sure you want to talk
to me?
Sure,
I am. Yes, yes, I do.
I do.
So, PJ, you've got Captain John Reagan's with us. And, oh, by the way, thank you so much for re-airing that broadcast on Republic that you and I did a while back about
farming. Well, I'll tell you why I did that. I had to do two broadcasts. I was off air for 8 weeks off the Internet. I had to do two or three broadcasts on this, on the BlackBerry. I'm on my landline today. It's probably not very good. But I have a brand-new high-powered Internet system in, but I had a ferocious row, and I'm going to sue now BT and the post office for screwing me up. But I did two of the broadcasts on the BlackBerry, which was terrible for Sam Denman. And also, I had to do two or three repeats, and I was really worried about the pressure and, you know, not giving a good service to John Stafford. So I was very glad to relay your program, because it's one of the few coherent programs I've done. That's why.
Thank you very much. Now, where are you right now? Are you in Ireland?
I'm an Irish git.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Irish, you're Italian. That's the two. I said this to somebody the other day, you might have heard on air. They're the two ethnic groups that corrupted Chicago, right? Al Capone had the booze, and the Irish police force were cooperating with them. So there's lots of blame to go around here, right?
Yes.
I'm in Wales in England. Wales okay, in the UK. I live in Mid Wales, but I'm Irish. That's the setup.
Okay.
But I've lived here for 20 years.
Okay. What does the BR exit mean to you? What do you see?
That and stop me and interrogate me at any time. Oh, there has been an earthquake here, an absolute political earthquake. We've had a referendum about staying in the EU or getting out. And there's been about a 20-year battle, certainly 9 or 10, with people like me and Richard North and others, aggravating on this to have a referendum on it. It started in, I'll just go very quickly to the history. It started in 1973 when Britain joined the EEC, which was a trade group in the era, and you probably remember the era where we all grew up, in mega tariffs and import duties and all this kind of thing. And it was to get out of that mess that we joined. And it was the right thing to do. And there was a referendum a year later, and it was carried 66-33. But De Gaulle of France had kept Britain out for 10 years. But anyway, we went in, but it has evolved through various treaties into a full-blown, almost a super state, a Russian-Soviet-type super state. And Britain has not control of its borders through immigration. We've absorbed 5 million people since 1990 from within the EU and outside. And then we have this cavalcade of, I'm sure you've seen on TV, this swarm of immigrants coming into Europe across the Mediterranean from the Middle East. And that and lots of other things, it's got a boiling point. But it was only, Carrie, it was only one the other day, 52-48. 52% to 48, that's close. And in the middle of the campaign, there was this shocking, grotesque murder of a very nice, very good young woman, an MP called Jo Cox. She was campaigning for Remain. Okay, we'll put that aside. But that did knock 5 points off the Leave vote. It really did. But Cameron finally agreed with his backbenchers who had a kind of a political gun to his throat 2 years ago. He would hold a referendum, and he gave an election pledge in the last election last year that he would hold it by the end of 2017. But he pulled it quickly to try and wrong-foot the Leave side, right? But it didn't work. But the implications of this are massive, and it's a fantastic boost to what you're doing and to the American Patriot movement. It really is. And I have a lot more to tell you, but I'll just take a pause for you to say.
John Reagan?
Yeah, and you know, I'm definitely no fan of the EU, and I'm glad to see this happen. In fact, when you look at the headlines today, there's like 8 other countries that are looking to end their relationship or at least put it up to a vote.
Oh, yeah. And this will give the impetus and the strength. These things roll, you know, political. Once you have leadership and people have more confidence the other side to do things. But now the EU has become a tyranny, and it's just ridiculous. And when Britain leaves, the free market we have to stay a member of. We have access, but we will be free of all the laws of the European Union, mostly, and get control of our borders, meaning the cross-channel situation. The EU is still only accounts for 18% of world trade. Okay, it's 500 million population, but it's appalling. And there's a fantastic, John Stavron has it on his site, movie called Brexit the Movie. Did any of you see that?
I did.
No, I have not.
No, well, I've heard you. I know people come on and recommend it. This is absolutely stunning. It's called Brexit the Movie. It's 70 minutes, and it's a fast bullet point, very fast moving run through what the European Union is and what it has become. But now it is a 2-year transition. It's not going to happen today. The political vote is taking place with the people, but there's a 2-year transition for Britain to extract itself from the EU and negotiate a free trade agreement. It'll probably happen a lot quicker than that. But
PJ, when you say Brexit the movie, I just did a search on that, and it's a YouTube video. Is that correct?
Oh yeah. It's free.
Okay, so it's
no copyright. We can load it down. It's on RBN's site, but it's stunning. And John looks at it the other night.
I will post.
Absolutely, bowled over. Yep.
Okay, I will post that link. Brexit the movie on USA Prepares. It'll be up on page number one within just a couple minutes.
Very good, very good. I guarantee everyone looks at it, their jaw will drop, and they will be so cheerlead what they see as how political betrayal gets on and on and on. And like, I'll give you a quick example. I've worked with Nigel Farage. I was in the UK Independence Party, and he's the main mover who got this referendum to happen. I was also involved in the Keep the Pound campaign, which kept Britain out of the euro. And thankfully we got out of that. DR didn't join it, and Tony Blair was busting his gut to get us into it, but with all sorts of lies and betrayal. But in the European Parliament, Farage is a member of the European Parliament, not a member of the Westminster Parliament, his speech is about 300 of them, 3.5 minutes long, because when you're a party leader, you can only speak for 3.5 minutes, and when you're just a common MEP, you're allowed to speak for 90 seconds, right? And you're not allowed to propose any legislation, right? None. The Commission, which is appointed by governments, they propose the legislation. The Parliament can debate it, but they cannot introduce legislation themselves, right? And here's another one. I'll pause after this next piece. When on the ballot paper on the European elections, you've listed all the candidates, but you can't vote for any of them. There's the party box, and you tick the political party you support, and the list of candidates against that party, if they get enough votes to get one seat, a quota, they get one seat, if they get two quotas, they get two seats, and on it goes. But it is truly demonically anti-democratic in every way. So there you are. What do you think of that?
Well, I've heard it said, you know, if voting actually accomplished anything, they'd make it illegal.
Oh, they're very close to that. There's people talking about the post-democratic era. And that's real plan of the Illuminati. But this blows a hole in the Bilderbergers' plan for Europe. It is absolutely massive. And it's like Le Pen now is pushing hard for a referendum in France. And the Dutch and the Danes were pushing one for two. But there's also the serious problem of the newly joined Eastern European country who rushed to join the EU like it was the promised land. Okay, they had lived under the thumb of communism, and the Poles have lived under three tyrannies, the Catholic Church, the army, and communism. But now they're putting up their borders. They're ignoring the EU freedom of movement, the Schengen Agreement, and they're putting up a massive 10-foot-high wire fences and putting their military on the borders to prevent this secondary rush of people, these people coming from the Middle East, you know, boatloads coming across the Mediterranean and hundreds of them drowning. And Merkel has allowed 1 million of them into Germany. I mean, we are going to see an uprising in Germany. And Germany and Sweden have brought in hundreds of thousands, and they are now, this is correct, I'm not exaggerating anything I say, they are now the rape capital of Europe. Women have been attacked and raped by Muslim men. That's what's going on.
Now, you would think that the shooting would have started already.
I know.
I know that if it were in our neighborhood, you know, and foreign invaders were raping our women, there'd be heads on sticks.
Indeed, indeed. But it's like the scenario, you know what's going on the U.S. border in Mexico, where they're degrading the Border Patrol and downgrading them and tying their arms behind their back. It's the same situation type of thing. But now the European Union countries, there's free movement. We in Britain can have potentially 500 million people come here. 65 million is the population of the U.K. And the input of EU migrants, and of course about a million illegals here, I would think. You go to a cafe in London, 90% of the time, they've no English. They're fairly nice young kids and girls from Romania, that kind of thing. But London is now 48% ethnic, and Boris Johnson, who will now be the next leader, I'm talking out of sequence from my notes here, Cameron resigned the next morning. The result came in at 6 o'clock, officially announced at 7. By 20 past 8, he was out in Downing Street, and he's resigned. He's leaving in 1st of October. So he's toast. He bet his life on this referendum, and it has absolutely destroyed him. Plus, there's something else going on here, I have to say, to tell you. The entire opposition, the Labour Party, is tearing itself asunder today. 23 people have resigned from the shadow cabinet of Jeremy Corbyn. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is a left-wing, hardcore commie leader of the Labour Party, which the Labour Party didn't want, but their own rules. The membership and the new members of the party voted him in over the authority, if you like, of the parliamentary party. So the Labour Party is in meltdown. The opposition as well. I hear your bumper music coming up.
Yeah. PJ Barton's with us. He's in the UK, Wales right now. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. And I just posted Brexit, the movie. The full film.
Don't forget
that. USA Prepares. The link is ready to go right now. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. P.J. Barden's with us. He's in Wales right now in the United Kingdom. And, P.J., I'm just looking at a post at Zero Hedge, and it says, the article says, it appears just as we warned that Brexit was indeed the first of many dominoes, even before the Brexit result poll, a poll showed that the majority of people in France and Italy want to at least have a referendum on leaving. So Italy, about 50-plus percent are interested in a referendum. France, about 50% interested. Sweden, about 40-plus percent. Belgium, about 40-plus percent. Poland, 40-plus percent. Germany, 40-plus percent. Spain, about the same. And Hungary, let's say about 40% as well are interested in having a referendum on leaving.
Sure.
What does the common man think? Have you had a chance to talk with people on the street? What do they think this means? Do they have a?
I've been at this for years and years and years and years. Where I live, they're a bit disconnected here in this part of Mid Wales. I won't name the town, but it's rural and it's a spa town. But your average person, when you talk to them, I found out even, you know, respectable people in cafes now when I talk to them about things, and especially the older generation voters out, definitely. But I say to them, like, fly the Union Jack, fly the Welsh flag, or wherever I am talking to them, and they nod and they kind of lower their voice. Oh, yes, we should do that. And I say, it doesn't belong to Millwall supporters. They're the most aggressive Yob soccer team in Britain. They're an absolute scum, but and they fly the Union Jack. There's a loss of identity in Britain, and this referendum was won as in a miracle situation. But the Labour Party abandoned their hardcore support, and how it used to happen in the European election every 5 years, a lot of the Labour constituencies in North of England would vote for UKIP. UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage's party, which I was in for a number of years. And they weren't paying attention to that. And the other thing that we're daubing on people, which is disgraceful, if you discuss immigration, you're a racist, you know. This was the mantra of the Labour Party. And they got a good kicking back this time because the bulk of the Tory Party, the bulk of the Labour Party, and all of the Liberal Party were voting to remain, right? So this is the people speaking up, and the mega money put into the Remain campaign, you know, you can imagine the banks, the big business, was massive. Although you're not allowed, one thing in the UK, you'd have to live here to see it. There's no advertising on the BBC ever. It's public television, although they dominate 80% of all television and radio. But you're not allowed to advertise on TV and radio during elections. You have planned broadcasts and your posters. That's it. You know, it's not like America where you're deluged every minute on TV. So it's much more restrained.
Yeah, we might call that air pollution here in the United States when the political ads hit the radio and television stations. I was looking at a post on the Mirror. Mirror.co.uk says shares in Barclays, that's Barclays Bank, RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, and building firms suspended as Brexit sends prices plunging. It talks about companies who have been suspended from trading as a result of this. So would you say there's maybe mild chaos?
No, well, what's going on is, you see, there was 6 months' notice to everybody in the world of when this referendum was to take place on the 23rd of June. And you know, so everybody knows, these traders can find out information and within 5 minutes move massive trades and make money about it. They had 6 months to plan attacks on the pound and also the other dirty trades. And the thing is to do nothing. The overall, I've got reports right up to a few minutes ago on my systems here, 23 actually things coming into me, sources of information, and it's calming down, but it's just dirty dealing by, you know, Goldman Sachs computers can do 100,000 trades per second. Now, that should not be allowed. That should not be allowed. So it's skullduggery. But one of the, the three banks you named there, Barclays and RBS, not Barclays, but RBS and the other one, I forget what they are, owned by the state, owned by the taxpayer. They're in kind of receivership, and they're very unstable, and they have massive debts still from the 2008 collapse. That's what happens in there. They have a marker on their trades with the stock exchange head. That's what I have today. But I'll tell you about Italy and its shocking bank problem after this. Have you another break coming up?
Yes, we have another break, and if you'd like to stay with us, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
Captain John Reagan's with us.
Yep. Okay.
And P.J. Barton, the Barton Report. You can hear it 8 to 10 a.m. Saturdays on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.